Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Ramal. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, happy, I hope everybody enjoyed Thanksgiving a few days ago and enjoy the holiday season as today is the 1st of December. And, you know, we're going to kick off with a little football talk, a little Jets. Giants, preview the Giant game with the Redskins later today. Talk a little Knicks as they play the Pelicans later tonight as well. A little Nets. A little hot stove news as the hot stove starts to heat up a little bit. And, of course, we're going to give a little recap of WWE. Talk a little bit about the Survivor Series. And, of course, folks, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to call. You know, let your voice be heard and let's get to the show. So basically, as you know, Jets lost earlier today by the final score of 21-3. And basically, it's been, you know, wash, rinse, repeat, basically, with the Jets these last couple of games. You know, Jets, you know, they can't score anything. Geno Smith, you know, clearly doesn't have it. I mean, he's not ready, obviously, to be, you know, a consistent NFL starter in this league right now. And, of course, you know, the offense did nothing. Geno Smith got benched. Matt Sims, you know, son of, you know, the giant quarterback, Phil Sims, of course, you know, relieved them, and basically nothing happened, basically. I mean, what can you say about today's game? I mean, you just look at the final score and you just know what happened, basically.
Yeah, the Jets are, they look very bad today. Very, very bad. I mean, Geno said, I don't know what they're going to do with him, if they're going to bench him for the rest of the season, but, I mean, he doesn't have a touchdown in the last four games or so, I think, right?
Yeah.
He's thrown more interceptions than he's done throwing for touchdowns.
Exactly, and unfortunately the Jets are all accustomed to that for the past, at least the past 3 years in a row. They've been leading the league or second, you know, in league with interception. I mean, these last two seasons, Jets have been leading the league in interceptions. You know, Geno Smith is doing it right now with 23. Turnovers or, you know, it's just crazy. You know, they lead the league in turnovers, and, I mean, these last couple of years they've been leading the league in, you know, turnovers, and last year was Sanchez, and then the year before that Sanchez was second. I mean, this team, you know, it looks like next year they're going to have to be searching for another quarterback.
Man, it's chaos right now.
Yeah, I mean, Geno Smith hasn't done anything lately. Matt Sims are relieved and didn't do anything. And basically, you know, they're going to have to be going to the drawing board again. And another thing is, D. Milner, one of the, you know, the picks, the top picks they picked, this, you know, draft, and he did nothing. He'd done nothing his, you know, his rookie season. I mean, he's a flat out bust.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jets, man,
they don't have any offense right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Idzik hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything right, really. You know, with these guys, you know, as a Jet GM, I mean, They really swung and a miss, to steal a baseball analogy. I mean, these picks. I mean, I don't know what the Jets are gonna do now. I mean, I'm scratching my head, metaphorically speaking. I mean, I don't even know what to say, really. And you know, Jets blew a huge chance, you know, to their rival Miami Dolphins, like by the final score 21-3, and Jets have been getting their butt whooped, especially during the Rex Ryan era. I mean, what are they, like, I think 3-6 against them. So there's some
like
statistic
that.
Like that, and they're like 1-4 at home. You know, the Dolphins, man, I mean, it's like they should have showed the highlight. When they showed the highlights of today's Jets game against the Dolphins, they should have showed Tannehill throwing passes and to the King of the Hill theme song. I mean, his nickname should be King of the Tannehill, because, I mean, he's just whooping the Jets behind, man.
Yeah, two touchdowns today, threw for 331 yards. He played good.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets should have been incognito instead of the the guy who you know, who started that whole bully gate in NFL. I mean, Jets pulls themselves as a NFL team, you know. They didn't show up offensively. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, the defense looks good, you know.
Yeah.
But the offense is just not there.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you can't criticize the defense. I mean, the offense, I mean, my goodness. They haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, in like a month. They haven't done anything.
And, you know, they're sinking themselves deeper and deeper in the hole here if they want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, it's done, basically. You can stick a fork in it, man.
Well, I mean, technically, they're still in it. You know.
I know they're technically in it, but they just keep losing divisional teams, man.
Yeah.
Not to mention losing in general.
Yeah, they're like the Knicks right now.
Yeah, like the Knicks, the Giants, that's everybody,
yeah.
New York teams.
Mm-hmm.
The only team that aren't doing bad is the Mets and Yankees right now.
Well, both of those teams didn't make the playoffs this year, so.
Wait, that's true. Yeah, that's true. You have a point there.
Same thing.
Well, you have a point there. But we're going to talk about them a little later. But talking about the Giants, you know, Giants, they started off 1-6. They won four games in a row. And then last week, they lost to the Cowboys. Big divisional game. You know, the Giants, the team that used to say, talk is cheap, play the game. But as usual, you know, the Giants were running their mouth. You know, saying that there's going to be blood on the field. I believe your boy JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul, said that before the game. And basically the Giants, you know, they lost by a field goal with 2 seconds to go. And now Giants are trying to redeem themselves, going against another rival team in the Redskins.
Yeah,
so that's a big game coming out tonight.
Yeah, so they want to stay in this playoff race, at least get a wild card spot. They can't really lose from now on. And
yeah.
Tonight they have to beat the Redskins, you know, and any other team going forward if they want to even have, if they even stand a chance of making the playoffs.
Absolutely. And they need to show up.
Yeah, that game starts at 8:30 on NBC Sunday Night Football.
It's definitely a must-watch game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you predict them to bounce back from you know, the last week's game.
I think they'll play much better. I think they'll win tonight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think they'll win tonight. I think they'll put a better effort than they did last week.
Yeah, because last week they were getting their butts kicked. And then they eventually tied the game, and afterwards, you know, with 2 seconds left and over, before they were heading to overtime, you know, the Cowboys kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Giants will show up.
Yeah, last week was too little, too late. So. This week they better play better, or else their playoff chances are null and void.
Exactly. And of course, let's shift gears. Talking about playoffs being null and void, let's talk about the New York Knicks, man, because the Knicks are, what, 3-13? Like on an 8-game losing streak. They're playing the Pelicans. I mean, shoot, if this show had a symbol for these last couple of weeks with these New York teams, it would just be a sad, you know, like how there's a happy face?
Yeah.
Instead, you see a smiley face, but with a frown. I don't know how you'd call that.
the Knicks are playing horrible right now. They're last in the Atlantic. They're actually 3-12, but they might be 3-13 after tonight.
Right.
You know, possibly, but they've been playing horrible basketball, man. It's like, it's a one-man show right now. It's all Carmelo, and the other guys are just watching him score
exactly.
and watching him rebound.
Exactly. The other players on the team are having as much of an impact as me and you have on the team, watching the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, Carmelo, I mean, to his credit, you know, he's played well this year. He's averaging, 26 points. He's averaging, a career-high 9 rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I mean, but I mean, the last second, man, I think it was either Shumpert or Jarrett Smith who was open, and he didn't pass the ball. But then again, I mean, nobody's hitting any shots. I mean, you know, the only way they're going to get out of this mess is Carmel has to trust his teammates to try to make some of these shots, even though the offense is horrible.
It is.
I mean, they can't hit the three anymore.
So you get for letting Novak and what's his name, Copeland go,
right? And, they're still relying on the three, but the problem is they're not making it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm mistaken, Friday's game, they hit 3 of 20, three pointers, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they're still trying to shoot the three, but they're not hitting it. I mean, Bargnani and Melo seem like the more of a threat now, the only three-point threat on the team right now.
Because they're not getting any wide-open shots. A lot of the shots that they get are from one-on-one. You know, they're
exactly.
playing one-on-one basketball.
Exactly. And Carmelo didn't get any assists, which isn't surprising because nobody's sharing the ball. I mean, the recipe for success for the Knicks or any team, basically, in the NBA, is you got to pass the ball. You pass the ball to the open man, and you know, you score, basically.
Mm-hmm, yep.
You pass it to the guy who has a better percentage chance of shooting. And the Knicks aren't doing that. It's like, once I get the ball, I'm just going to chuck the ball up, and then the other team's going to grab the rebound when I miss. Because
pretty much.
They're not playing team basketball.
They're not moving the ball. They're just stagnant. The offense is stagnant. And they're not playing any defense either.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get to the defense part. We didn't even get to the defense. That's how much fun the team is. I mean, it's obvious that the team ain't playing any defense whatsoever. But, I mean, this team ain't playing any defense whatsoever.
Nope.
And they're not playing – what can you say? They're not playing any defense. They're not passing the ball. They're not scoring. So basically, it's a recipe for disaster, basically.
It is. It is. And tonight they face the Pelicans, like you said, and Anthony Davis.
Unibrow.
Mm-hmm. He's playing great right now, you know, blocking shots, rebounding. So they're going to have to deal with him tonight at the Garden.
Exactly. What's up with the NBA with a bunch of animals? Pelicans, bulls, jazz. I mean, how do you fight music? I mean, how do they come up with these names? But
I have no idea. But that is good. That is a good point, though. You have a lot of animals and birds and.
Well, all seriousness, they're gonna have to find a way to you know, tame these Pelicans, man, because they need redemption, and supposedly Knicks is at home, so you would think on paper they would win, but then again, MSG has been a house of horrors for the Knicks this season.
Yeah.
As dominant as the Knicks has been on the, you know, at home, especially last year, you know, that's how horrible. But then again, as you can see with a game losing streak, and a 3-12 record. I mean, they're not dominating nowhere.
They better start winning at home, man. Because early on they had 7 games at home.
Exactly.
And they're 1-6.
Exactly. I mean, this is it's totally not like the 7-0 start the Knicks had last year. I mean, this Knicks is playing basically what they thought the Knicks were going to be last year.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, we surprised people. You know, we dominated, you know, most of the regular season. I mean, other than the Heat, of course. The Heat, you know, they dominated these past 2 years in NBA overall. But, you know, Knicks, they had a great regular season. You know, they won 54 games, but, you know, it's like that Charles Dickens book, The Tale of Two Cities. You know, it was the best of time and it was the worst of time. And apparently the worst of times is the 2013-2014 season right now.
Not looking good for the Knicks right now.
Oh,
not
yeah, and, you know, there's rumors that Shepard's going to get traded, you know, to the Celtics for Rondo or Humphreys and John Wallace. And there's a rumor I heard recently that Deion Waiters from the Cavs might be traded to the Knicks too. So you know something's gonna go down, especially with Shumpert, because you know this team needs an alarm clock because they need to wake up, man. This season is slipping away, and the Chandler injury, I mean, that's the hallmark of the season right there.
These Negroes better start playing. They better start playing, these Negroes.
These Knicks, you know, they gotta show up, man. Because right now, the way how they're playing, they're gonna be voted out of you know, the island in Survivor. You know, they're not showing up. The tribe, the New York City tribe, has spoken, man. They need to play some basketball.
I agree with you.
And the Nets, I mean, the Nets aren't doing better either. I mean, the Nets have won two. They beat a team like, I think it was yesterday. Now that team escapes my mind right now. But of course, the biggest news from the Nets is that kid was fined for this play you were telling me about. At the end of one of the games, I think it was against the Clippers, a player of his was leaving the court while he had like a Trees Company moment and spilled the drink on the court.
he told one of the players to hit him, to bump into him so he could spill the drink to get the timeout. Because the Nets didn't have any timeout, so he did that as a desperation effort to, you know, get the clock to stop.
Yeah, and they still lost anyway.
Yeah, and they still lost.
But they did win their last game. I think it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, but I can't remember what team it was.
Yeah, they suck too, but at least they have a better record than the Knicks right now.
Oh, well, yeah. It seemed like everybody has a better record than the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Washington Generals, the Harlem Globetrotters have a better record than we do. I mean, what can you say? I mean, and by the way, after today's game against the Pelicans, Nets and Knicks finally go 1-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
So
that'll be the battle for the last place in the Atlantic.
Exactly. Yep, the Atlantic division upside down. The battle for last place begins.
By the way, Will, there's a caller online. You want to pick it up?
Hey, sure. Let's go to the phone line. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Fine, and you guys? Hi, William. Hi, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up? Pleasure having you on the show.
So, thank you. I wanted to talk about wrestling.
Okay. What would you like to talk about? Professional wrestling? The Survivor Series, you know, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk, you know, they defended they defeated the Wyatt family minus Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on that?
the White family versus CM Punk.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan.
Oh, can I talk about the vomit of that black man? That was so funny.
Are you talking about you're talking about Titus O'Neil, right? He fought against Antonio Cesaro, and yeah, he had a Thanksgiving. I think he had a food contest. I think it was a pioneering contest or something like that, and he won the pioneering contest against Great Khali. But his reward was facing Antonio Cesaro.
Oh, so that's what happened before. That's why he vomited.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So basically, Vicky Guerrero said, since he won, he beat Great Khali in the food eating contest. He is going to he's going to fight against Cesaro. And as you know, Cesaro has a new finishing move, which is that spinning around. I don't even know what you call it.
That's a nice move. Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool move.
I thought it was a signature. Hello?
That's a nice move.
Yeah, at first it was a signature move, and then now it became like his alternate finishing move along with the neutralizer.
Right.
But basically, he didn't even really do it that long, and I think the referee called for the bell, and that's when infamous moment.
That's
happened.
When the turkey fist came back.
Yeah. And the first victim was JBL's hat. And then
funny. He put the hat on Michael Cole's head. Oh my gosh. After vomiting in the hat. Ew.
Yep. And then afterwards, Zeb Coulter, you know, the mouthpiece
the people.
Exactly, the real Americans. He got a little taste of his messages. Usually, you know, Zeb Coulter spews crap, you know, and now he finally got a little taste of his own medicine. When Titus O'Neil, you know, lost his lunch on, but that was disgusting.
That was disgusting.
That's easily one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen on WWE ever.
Yeah.
When they showed it on SmackDown on Friday night, did they censor the vomit?
Yeah, with a turkey drawing.
Okay.
But you could still see a little.
Yeah, you could see the rest.
I'm not even gonna get into more details because I don't want anybody to lose their lunch going into detail on that. And. On Raw,
isn't
they had
he
a
the
good
one
match,
who's isn't he the one who has the black John Cena as a friend?
His tag team partner, right? And he kind of threw up next to him too a bit, but that was just a weird moment. And on Raw, whatchamacallit, Daniel Bryan got attacked by the Wyatt family because they were in a 2-on-3 handicap match, and Bray Wyatt and his family kidnapped Daniel Bryan, and CM Punk got speared by the Shield's Roman Reigns. So what's your thoughts on Daniel Bryan being kidnapped?
Oh, I don't want him to get kidnapped.
He might become a member of the Wyatt family.
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
That's when they brainwash.
Although I think that, you know, he's going to try to resist.
Yeah, I think he's going to try to resist, but, you know, him being tortured by them, it's going to have an effect on him.
That's going to be weird if he goes back to being a villain again.
Yeah, it is going to be weird because he has all the momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't turn into a villain. Because the only guy who should turn into a villain, he doesn't want to, and he's going to
fight. But that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. He's good. So why is he going to turn bad after a bad people kidnap him? It's like they raped him or something.
Well, the Wyatt family are going to do crazy stuff to him. I mean, they're going to beat him up and mess with his mind or whatever. I don't know. But I guess we'll find out on Raw what they're going to do.
I think he's going to pretend that he's a member, and then he's going to try to trick them, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's a good idea. That makes the most sense. He's going to act like he's one of them, and then he's going to turn on them.
Yeah.
But what I think is going to happen is that Bray Wyatt's going to seem like he's fine. I mean, not Bray Wyatt. Daniel Bryan's going to seem like he's fine, and then he's going to turn on CM Punk.
Mm.
But I don't think it's going to happen yet. Maybe, like, around Royal Rumble or maybe around WrestleMania, maybe. Who knows? Maybe it might be a Daniel Bryan-CM Punk WrestleMania match.
Yeah. Didn't that already happen, though?
But aren't they friends now?
The beard?
Nah, they never fought against each other at WrestleMania.
But they're friends now.
No, I'm not talking about WrestleMania, but I'm talking about, like, at a pay-per-view recently this year.
But
aren't they friends now?
What are you saying?
Aren't they friends now?
Well, yeah.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan?
They never fought. I don't think they fought this year. I mean, at a pay-per-view. I could be wrong, though.
No, they're not friends.
Oh, Daniel Bryan and yeah, CM Punk, yeah, they're friends right now.
Yeah.
And trying to think what else happened. Oh, yeah, you know, Cena is going to fight against Orton in a unification title for both the World Heavyweight and WWE title. This would be the first unification match in, like, what, 12 years or so?
Yeah.
7 or 12 years.
Since Jericho had the unified title.
Right. But what I'm hearing and what I'm thinking, it seems like it's going to be a fake unification match. It seemed like, you know, they're just going to switch titles. Like, Cena's going to grab the WWE title, and Orton's going to grab the World Heavyweight title.
How is that possible?
Because Triple H, when he's talking about the unification match, he never really uses, I don't think he ever used the term undisputed or unified. I think it's the way how he's wording it so far is making it seem like, you know what I mean? He definitely said there's going to be an undisputed champion.
But how are they going to switch titles?
Well, the only logical way, if it does happen, would be that at the same time, Cena would grab the WWE title and Orton would grab the World Heavyweight title. Because to be the champion, I would assume you'd have to grab both to be the
champion.
Isn't
the Wyatt, they're creepy. They come out with this lamb face. They're weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Are they the same one who goes?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they have.
Oh, it's
them,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, they have problems.
Yeah,
they do.
They definitely do. And, Roman Reigns, he dominated the Survivor Series matchup.
Why a lamb? Why couldn't they have a lion? Why does it have to be a lamb for?
I don't know. Maybe
Michael Cole
has to, you know, interview them and ask them that. But I have no idea. I don't think they'll tell.
And that lamb is too soft for them. They're hardcore weirdos.
Right, but I don't know. Maybe they think, you know, the fans are like sheep. I have no idea. Maybe that's what they think. Oh, and in any case,
I hear the song.
Yeah, sure. Show's about to end. So thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
And of
thanks,
course,
guys.
And thank you. And of course, you know the big one of the things that Boston Royals and meet with the Mets finals. And the Mets will, you know, give them a reasonable offer.
The Yankees might keep Cano.
Legend.
Sundays at 6.
Alright, well, I'm William Ramo. That was Macaulay Matthews. And I'll see you guys.